亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你，我们可以来到你的施恩座前，向你歌颂，向你敬拜。
Because we can come before your throne of grace and to sing praises to you.
主啊，这是主耶稣基督给我们的恩典，带我们到父神的面前，我们感谢你。
It's also the Lord, our Lord's grace who has brought us before the throne. For that, we want to thank you.
主啊，我们的保卫是圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你永远与我们同在。
We want to thank you for this, for giving us this Holy Spirit, because He will always be with us.
主啊，我们真是感谢主，三位一体的真神与我们同在，我们感谢你。
We want to thank the Triune God for being with us always.
清晨，弟兄姊妹一同聚集在这里，我们一同来歌颂你。
And this morning, as brother and sister gather here, we sing and praises to you.
因为是你给我们这个生命气息全流都在乎你。
Because you have given us this essence of life, and all is in you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
虽然有的时候我们软弱，主，我们实在是一个软弱的人。
Truly, we are all very weak.
但是主啊，感谢你，你是我们心里的力量。
But however,Thank you, because you are our strength.
又是我们的福分。
And it's also our blessing.
主啊，我们仰望你。
We want to look up to you.
主，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都一样仰望你，因为你是我们的好牧人。
Every brother and sister look up on you, because you are our good shepherd.
主啊，虽然我们走过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我们同在。
And we are not afraid as we pass through the valley of the shadow of death because you are with us.
谢谢你，主，谢谢你。
We want to thank you, Lord.
主，今天我们一同聚集的时候，我们一同弟兄姊妹彼此纪念。
And as we gather here today, we come here to remember.
主啊，你给我们互相做肢体。
You give us all to become part of the body.
求你纪念每一个肢体之间，我们一同有。真是与哀哭的一同哀哭，与喜乐的一同喜乐。
So that we may become together within this body, so that we may feel the joy and the sadness that everyone feels.
就所以我们带到你的面前，将我们有软弱的肢体，每一个都放在你的手中。
Lord, we come before you and offer up those who are weak among us.
主啊，给我们。在我们软弱的时候，我们有信心依靠你。
Lord, in our time of weakness, may you give us the faith to rely upon you.
主啊，我们信心不足，求你加增。
We have such little faith, Lord, please strengthen our faith.
让我们相信你。
So that we believe you.
无论我们怎么样，主啊，都是你最好的美意在我们身上。
And no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we may always know that you had the best will and intention for us.
主啊，我们信靠你。
Lord, we rely upon you.
我们也将我们的弟兄姊妹为你的名出去工作的放在你的手中。
We also want to offer our brother and sister who are outside working in your name into your hands.
现在东平跟海波跟王姊妹出去工作。
Our brother Jonathan and Sister Haibo and Sister Wang are abroad working.
我们的姊妹以平，我们在Fion 跟 Austin， 我们也有老姊妹高地松两位老姊妹在宣教的工作里面工厂里面，求你纪念他们。
We offer Sister Yiping and Fion and Brother Austin, who are working abroad, as well as our Brother Gao and two elderly sisters who are all working abroad.
如果我们在这里看守的时候，我们常常为他们祷告。
As we gather here, we constantly pray for them.
求你帮助我们忠心的看守。
Please help us to be a faithful house watcher.
我们一起为他们祷告。
May we pray for them together.
今天也放在你的手中，我们将你给我的信息跟弟兄姊妹一同分享的时候，求你积极工作。
And as we share the message that you're giving me today, I pray that you will work among us.
圣灵保卫师，求你带领我们进入你的真理。
Holy Spirit, please guide us into your truth.
让我们跟随你。
So we may follow you.
我们也是常常依靠你的能力。
We are always, we constantly rely upon your powers.
让我们站在我们的岗位上，我做你的见证。
So that we may stand our ground and become a testimony for you.
求你加我们的力量。
Please strengthen us.
我们一切的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主有机会跟大家讲，我一直来跟大家讲过好几次，就关于主耶稣最后的叮咛。
I praise the Lord that He gave me several opportunities to share with everyone about the last words that He commandments that our Lord Jesus has given us.
今天我们要讲的就是，主说过，我越去。主耶稣对门徒说，如果我去的时候。
And our Lord once said to his disciples that if I go,
他就告诉我们有两个我们很主要的信仰。
And he had told us two very basic and very important faith.
每一次我看这个福音，约翰福音十三章到十七章里面主最后所讲的对门徒所讲的话。
And every time when I read upon chapter 13 and 7, through 17 of the book of John, the words that our Lord had given to his disciples,
我就想到这几年我一直有一个工作，就是寻找那个在1900年义和团殉道那些殉道士的名字。
And I thought about my project that it's been ongoing for the past several years, which is to look for the names of those who were martyred in the Boxer incident in 1900.
然后我就从那些书本里面看到他们有很多最后的，他们最后的，他们的信，那就是他们遗言，最后的遗言。
And then from the various books that I read a lot of passages and last words from these people who were martyred.
So, 当我做那个表，大家觉得我放在报告那个 bulletin board 里面那个大的表，那个只是我一个最初的一个稿。现在我做一个最后一个稿。
So, as you all know, I have posted those names as a list in the bulletin board, but that was just my rough draft. I have finally finished with the final list.
当初的时候我加了四句在旁边，现在我找多两句，一个在头上，一个在说四周那个图都有六句那个殉教士的遗言。
So initially that list only contained four verses from the various those who were martyred, but now I added two more, one on top and one on bottom. So now this name list was surrounded by these last words from these people.
我给大家看我现在放在最头上的。
I would like to share this verse that's up on the projection right now is the ones, the newest ones, newest additions to the verses.
我们请大家英语的，我们一同念念一句好不好？
For the English speakers, may we read it together? How shall we look on the investment of our lives and labor here, even from the near standpoint of 100 years since?
我不晓得我的翻译对不对，我中文我们一同念好不好？一百年后我们会怎么样衡量在这里所投资的生命？我不晓得对不对，如果
I'm not sure.
我不对请大家改正，我现在还没有印那个图，所以还有时间改正。
I'm not sure if my Chinese translation was correct for the verses, but if it's incorrect, please correct me so that I still have time to make the correction for the final list.
这是一位殉道的这个低汉道牧师他写的遗言。
The sentence was from the Reverend Thomas Piggott.
我给你看他的像。
And let's take a look at him. Well, I have a picture of him.
Yeah, 就是这个就是
That's what...
他来中国 超过24年差不多.
He's been in China for more than 20 years.
Yeah, 是一个很老资格的一个牧师.
Yeah, so he has one of the more senior reverends.
他家只有三个人, 我第二个是他师母, 我们给师母.
He had only three people in his house, one of which is his wife.
Yeah, 师母. 还有他的儿子.
And the other is his
yeah,
son.
这个Wesley, 他的名字叫天宝, 他真是这是他的名字, 我找到中文,
and
有这个名字.
That's actually his real Chinese name.
Yeah. 而且, 在189个殉道的殉教士里面,
and also among the 189 those who are martyred,
52个是小孩子,
52 of them were children.
这52个孩子中间就一个这个天宝是13岁,
and out of those 52 children, only one was 13 years old, and that's
teenage,
the reverend's son.
就是这个天宝是 teenage, 就是这个少年, 其他都是12岁以下的孩童.
He's the oldest of the 52 children. Everyone else were children under 12.
而且他讲过一句话, 在我看的书里面, 他跟他的朋友, 他回到英国去跟朋友讲的时候, 他说,
and the reverend once said when he returned to the teenager, the son, Wesley, once said when he was in back in Britain.
他对他的小朋友讲, 他说, 我在英国不为殉道了,但是我跟我的爸爸妈妈在中国, 可能会殉道.
And he shared with his little friends back in Britain that here I will not be martyred, but in China I may be martyred along with my parents.
结果他真是为主殉道.
And as it turned out, it's true, he did martyr. He was martyred.
所以我放在这句话放在前面，就是每一次看这个图上面一句话。 我们想想, 100年后, 真是100年后了, 现在, 1900年, 现在, 已经是100年后。
So that's why I put this sentence here. Truly, now you count the days, it has been 100 years since the incident happened.
我们怎么样去衡量, 这些弟兄姊妹, 他们付上的生命, 跟他们的, 劳力。
So how do we measure that the life that these brothers and sisters have lived, and what they have done?
所以我每次做这个工作的时候，我其实是祷告主，我们真是惭愧，我们中国的弟兄姊妹，真是在主的面前，我们要求主怜悯。
And so every time when I was working on this project and reading these words, I felt always ashamed that as for Chinese brothers and sisters that what we have done in comparison.
真盼望我们可以起来拿这个胖。 我们接这个胖来做主的工。
I pray that we may rise up and take over the baton in this relay race.
其实主耶稣最后对我们的话更是很重要。
It's actually more important the last words that our Lord Jesus has left us with.
好, 让我们先看第一个基本的信仰。
So let's look at the first basic faith.
我们看一同来大家念这个约翰福音14章第3节。Let's
turn to John chapter 14 verse 3.
我们约翰14章第3节。John
chapter 14 verse 3.
让我们先念中文，然后弟兄姊妹你念英语。We'll
read in Chinese first and then we'll read in English.
我们找到我们一同来念了。So
let's begin reading once you've found the place.
我要去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。John
chapter 14 verse 3, let's begin. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我常常觉得神给我们这本圣经。
Often I felt that God had given us this Bible.
而且主耶稣 特别是福音里面主耶稣跟我们讲的说讲的话，
and especially the words our Lord Jesus has spoken to us.
有的时候非常清楚,
sometimes it's very clear.
不用大家怎么解释,
it does not require any interpretation.
你看,
you just read it.
主啊, 如果我要去为你们预备地方, 我要再来接你们,
and he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
就是这样, 主耶稣自己说, 他要再回来接我们。
That is that simple. He himself said he will come again and receive us.
So, in our basic faith, there is this very important faith,
which is that our Lord Jesus will come again. The promise our Lord Jesus had made to his disciples.
乃一初期教会到现在这个教会世世代代的基督徒同样的应许
It's the very same promise he has made to all Christians throughout history.
记得我们今天早上我们一同来纪念主我们擘饼我们纪念主
If you remember this morning we gathered together to break that for Holy Communion to remember our Lord.
我们的弟兄常常也讲提出讲这句话
Now brother always recite this sentence.
我们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，自等到他来。
Every time we break the bread and drink from the cup is to represent his death until he come again.
直到他来。
Until he comes again.
当我们吃这个、拿这个饼、那个杯的时候， 我们不仅仅是纪念主为我们死。
As we eat the bread and drink the cup, not only do we remember that he died for us.
我们还有个盼望。 主说过他要再来
But there's also a hope there that he said that he will come again.
这是我们一个最重要不过的一个信仰，就是主耶稣基督再来。
And this is the most important fundamental of our faith is that he is to come again.
另外一个主要的信仰，让我们看另外一节圣经，就是约翰福音16章第7节。
And the second basic truth can be found is may return to John chapter
16.
Chapter 16, 7, and verse 7.
好，让我们先念英语，然后再念中文。
Let's read English first. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
让我们同念中文啊。I'll
read Chinese now.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是为你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们哪里了。我要去，就差他来。 主很清楚讲，他去，保惠师就来。
And there now, Lord clearly said that if he go, the Helper will come.
所以我第二个基本信仰，我们有圣灵。
So the second basic truth is that we have the Holy Spirit.
再想下去，就是我们有圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的真神。
And to follow that train of thought, we have the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God within us.
为什么你看14章16到17跟20节, 我们再念下去你就看。
So let's continue our reading, chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, and then verse 20.
Mm-hmm. 好，我们大家看约翰14章16到17。
Let's read John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
You know, 跳过到20节.
And then we'll skip to verse 20.
我们一同先念中文好不好?
We'll read Chinese first.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。这是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他。 因他常与你们同在，要在你们里面。20节，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
We'll read English now. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, and then 20. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
大家可以将它分开来看。第十六节我们看到我们有一位永远与我们同在的保卫师圣灵。十六节说很清楚我们有。
So let's read these verses, look at these verses separately. So in verse 16 it clearly states that we have this helper that will be maybe with us forever.
永远与我们同在不是 maybe, 我觉得应该 sure, 我们真是有这个保卫师与我们同在。
So this helper will be with us forever, so we shouldn't really have that words maybe there, it should be, it's the truth, it's absolute truth.
然后十七节说这个保卫师与我们同在也要在我们的里面。
So, and then in verse 17, not only is he with us, but also he's in us.
然后二十节说主说他在父里面我们在他里面他也在我们里面。
And then in verse 20 it says, He is in the Father and we are in Him and He is in us.
Well, 我是常常就喜欢数字的你加起来你将这个三节圣经加起来。
So, I like numbers. So if you add all these verses together,
主是在父的里面。
Our Lord is in the, within the Father.
我们的主，我们是在主的里面。
We are in our Lord.
主也在我们里面。
Our Lord is within us.
这个保卫师与我们同在。
And His Helper is with us always.
也在我们里面。
And is also within us.
所以你加起来，大家晓得吗？加起来就是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体都在我们里面。
So if you put all these verses together, it means that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all of them, all three of them are within us.
如果你加起来，应该是好像我加起来一样，没有错。
So if you read these verses carefully, you will be able to add them together just as I have put these together.
虽然你跟我到今天没有办法明白怎么样三位一体是怎么样的神住在我们里面，我们真是这 头脑里面没有办法明白。
So even though you and I cannot fathom how exactly does the triunal God live within us,
但圣经告主耶稣清清楚楚告诉我们，他最后告诉我们，我们里面有圣父、圣子、圣灵与我们同在。
But however, our Lord Jesus clearly tells us that we have within us the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们有的时候没有分分明白，就是好像我们这个头脑里面没有分分明白。
And sometimes we just cannot wrap our minds around it.
但是我们有一样我们可以经验到。
However, there's one thing in that is we can experience.
因为有的时候你讲不出来，但是你自己经验的你也讲不出来怎么样，但是你经验过你就晓得。
Sometimes, even though we cannot describe it in words, but however, we do experience it.
你试试看我们看看圣灵的工作，你就晓得他曾经在我跟你的身上有工作的。
And if you look at the works that the Holy Spirit had done, you will understand this. You will see the work that the Holy Spirit had done on us as well.
我们一同来再念约翰福音十六章第八节到十四节。
Let's read John chapter 16, verse 8 to 14.
嗯嗯，不是，八到十五，对不起，八到十五。
Verse 8 to 15.
请大家找到，请英语你们先念。
We read English first. If you found a place, John chapter 16, verse 8 through 15. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father are of mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
Okay, 我们一同来念中文好不好?
Yeah.
他既来了, 就叫世人畏罪畏义畏审判，自己将被自己畏罪，是因为他们不信我；畏义，是因他父那里去。你们就不再见我。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。 因为他不是凭自己说的，而是将他所听见的都说出来。要把他将来的事告诉你们，他要荣耀我，因为他将授予我的告诉你们。凡我所说的都是我的，所以我说，我要将授予我的告诉你们。好，我们，这是圣灵主耶稣告诉我们，圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit as told by our Lord Jesus.
我看第一件你跟我经验过一个经验，就是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
I think the very first experience you have, both you and I have, of this is the work that the Holy Spirit has done on us.
就是第一句来说，他既来了，他要叫世人畏罪，自己责备自己。
And that is in verse 8. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin.
如果不是圣灵在我的心里面，叫我明白我是不信主。
If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit to come within me and to allow me to understand that I did not believe in God,
我就不会信主。
Then I wouldn't have believed in the Lord.
你明白吗?
Do you understand that?
大家你经验过, 为什么你要信主?
You have experienced this. Why do you want to believe in the Lord?
我们多小弟兄姊妹, 我们一起挣扎多久, 我们真是不要信。
How many brothers and sisters have struggled for such a long time that they do not want to believe?
但是有一天, 圣灵的工作, 我们真是蒙怜悯, 主要我们接受他,
And then one day, the Holy Spirit does His work and God has mercy on us. We accept it and believe in Him.
I think every
brother and sister had this experience.
And then
secondly, you see, how do you exactly understand the Bible?
有一天你在灵修里,忽然间有圣经一句话, Oh, come, 好像打到你的头里面, 哎呀,这是对我讲的一个话。
And so for one day you may be doing your devotion and all of a sudden there's this verse in the Bible that just popped out to you and it's become so clear, it's opened up to you.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为他引导我们进入我们明白一切的真理。
So He is guiding us so that we may understand the truth.
我相信有一天我们可能明白三位一体的神，有一天我不晓得哪一天，如果神要我们明白的话，可能我一天我们要明白。
I think one day, I don't know when, but if He wants us to understand, one day we will finally be able to understand the Triunal God.
我最近有一位科学家，他是一个博士，念科学的。I
have a science friend who has a PhD.
他跟我讲, 你晓不晓得有湿度的空间, four dimensions?
And he, scientist friend asked me, do you believe there are four dimensions?
我听得多了, 但是我从来没有办法解释, 我也不能。 因为我所晓得强或高，我们只有三度，你看强或高，我们就这么多。
And I have heard a lot of this being mentioned, but I just can't explain. As you understand, we have our three-dimensional space.
他说第四度的空间就是时间。
And yet he said that the fourth dimension is time.
我就是这样，我晓得有一个 time， 因为现在你看太空里面所有的东西都是因为这些什么接里动。打上去都是有这个时间拉在上面。
And then, all I know about on this subject is that the fourth dimension is time, because as we know, especially from studying astronomy, is that everything has this element of time tied within it.
你差不多你可以想，我们现在射一个卫星到空中里面去。
Yeah, let's have a thought experiment. If we launch a satellite into space,
就差不多好像我们中国人说，你骑这个马，拉这个弓箭，你骑着马拉着弓箭呢，你射一，就是射中一个目的物。
It's almost as an example that we have in Chinese history, where if you're riding a horse and shooting an arrow at a target.
Yeah, 你晓得地球是转。这个卫星又转，这里又转，哪里又转。
That's exactly like that, if you think about it, because the Earth itself is turning, and then we also have the speed from the rocket shooting the satellite.
所以他问我这个话，我忽然间想起一件我的经验。
So when he asked me the question about the fourth dimension, I all of a sudden remind me of something.
去年因为有所有我们高中毕业50周年，大家都回香港一同见面。
So last year we have our high school 50th high school reunion. So I went back to Hong Kong.
我忽然间想起来，16个钟头以后 ，Pam， 我见过50年没有见过的朋友。
All of a sudden, I realized that in just 16 more hours, I will be seeing people I haven't seen for 50 years.
我就想想。这个时间是一个很特别的东西，
so、
我不能解释是怎么解释，但是我想，十六个小时，50年的时间过去 ，bang， 一下子我们见面。
So I couldn't quite explain it. It's just such an amazing thing. In 16 hours, I'll be seeing people from 50 years ago.
而且大家见面的时候，我们没有办法讲出他的名字，但是讲出他的发明。
But and also when we see each other, we may not remember each other our names, but we do remember our nicknames for each other.
所以我一想，时间真是一个 dimension， 但是好像这个 dimension 砰一声就出现，这么短，这么长 ，I don't know how to explain， 我都不晓得怎么解释。
So when you really think about it, time is really like a dimension, but it's sometimes as short, it's sometimes long. It's really hard to explain.
但我有这个感受，不晓得这个感受会不会影响大家怎么解释这个四度空间，我不晓得。但是我有一个很大的感受。
So that's my take on the subject. I don't know how that will affect your take on what fourth dimension is.
所以当我们想到圣灵的时候
，So when you think about the Holy Spirit，
感谢主，我们晓得圣经讲得清楚，父神是坐在宝座上。
Praise the Lord that the Bible clearly describes that the Father sits upon the throne.
我们也晓得主耶稣在父神的右边一直为我们祷告。
And we also know that our Lord Jesus is always sitting on the right hand side of the throne praying for us.
圣灵在这里与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is here with us.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们常常说主，我们想到神什么？我们都好像问在一起，但是问来问去。他们就是三位一体的神与我们同在。
So, even though in our daily daily conversation we may mix them together, but truly they are just that, they are three.
所以我就很想讲一个我一些见证，跟大家想到心灵的工作，真是我只有感受，我就告诉你，这真是圣灵的工作。
So I'd like to share with you some personal testimonies regarding the Holy Spirit's work.
其实我写哪本书就是这个讲到 一我团那个时候孙道的孙教士这本书。
So when I was working on the book to come up with the list of those who martyred missionaries during the Boxer incident in the 1900s.
今天我已经做完了，现在已经开始在做这个编辑。
So I finally finished it, and now it's in the editing phase.
有一位弟兄问我，你怎么样做这件事情？为什么要做这件事情？
A brother asked me, "Why are you doing this? Why do you need to work out, write this book?"
我不晓得，我说我不晓得。I
said, "I don't know."
只有圣灵晓得。Only
the Holy Spirit knows.
因为在1998年的 圣诞前一天。So
in 1988, a day before Christmas,
我在医院里面。 刚刚经过第三次的那个打通心脏血管那个疗程。
So I was in the hospital. I just had my third angioplasty.
我在床上里面，我里面有一个很大的感动。
I was just laying on the hospital bed, and then all of a sudden I had this thought.
而且我还可以做一个工作，就是做一点文字的工作。
And I thought that maybe I can still do some work, maybe in the form of some literature.
因为在1995年的时候, 弟兄姊妹给我一个机会,我要教大家主学的, 教会历史。
So in 1995, brothers and sisters gave me this opportunity to talk about the history of the Chinese church.
我找了很多很多这些 教会历史的书来看。
I spent a lot of time reading over all these books that talked about was written on the subject.
但是我想我有一个缺陷，我觉得我找不到很多中国教会历史。
But then there's some missing, and I thought and it's because I couldn't find too many books written about the history of Chinese church.
所以我一直有的心到底。 我们中国教会怎么来的?
So I always wanted to find out how the Chinese church come to be.
从95年到98年, 最后我自己病倒的时候,哎呀,我说,我大概是主给我这个机会, 我要做这件工作。
So from 1995 all the way until 1998, when I was hospitalized, I thought perhaps the Lord wanted me to do this.
那么从那个时候开始我就 找这些孙道的孙教士这件事情。
And so from that day on, I began my project to search for the names of those Chinese missionaries who were martyred.
我听人家讲，美国的国卫图书馆有很多中文的书跟中文的杂志。
I heard from other people that the Library of Congress contains a lot of Chinese books.
So 1996年我就去有一个星期，我用一个星期时间，我跑到那个国卫图书馆。
So 1 week in 1996, I went over to Washington D.C. to visit the library.
那个是4月, yeah, April我去。
That was in April of 1996.
那么我去就碰到一个中国人的图书馆人员。So
while in the Library of Congress, I met a Chinese librarian.
我说我要来这里，我要找一些有关中国教会的历史的书跟杂志。
So I told him that I come here to look for anything, books or magazines related to Chinese churches.
So he gave me a big list of books.
So he gave me this thick list of the stack of names of books because I guess they got other better things, important things to do than categorizing all these books, and said, go look for them yourself.
然后很多是英文的，我真是不晓得到底是不是我所找的，但是我就看到 有些讲到 life 就是一定是有一些东西接近我们基督教。
And now a lot of these books, they have English titles. I couldn't tell whether they are what I was looking for, but I do know that there are a lot of them with the words life or light within their titles. I thought maybe those are the ones that I needed.
结果找到一些佛教的书也是有这个。
But it turns out a lot of Buddhist teaching also had those words in their title.
但无论如何，我就找了很多很多，我就给他。原来他说这些东西就Say down to the basement, 还在地炉里面找出来给我。
And so I written down all these names of the books and I gave to the librarian. And it turns out all these books are still way down in the basement.
感谢主，哪一个星期我一边看一边去复印。哎呀，我去，整天九点到五点，八个小时就在那边这样。一看看到有什么我就复印，看到什么复印。
Praise the Lord, I was able to find a lot of the materials that I needed. So throughout that entire week, from 9 to 5, I would be around the copy machine, making copies whenever I found a page that I found interesting.
我结果我拿回家差不多有一千张的是一大堆这些纸。
So at the end of the week, I brought home about 1,000 pages of copies.
然后放在四个。大的 folder 里面放在我的书柜上。
And I put them into 4 big binders and then put them on my shelf.
为什么我讲这个故事给大家听？
So why am I sharing this story with you?
那是1996年4月。
Because that was back in 1996 in April.
到今年2007年的大概夏天的时候。
And all the way until summer of this year.
因为我看到一个故事，在这个殉道的历史上有一个故事。
I read this story when reading upon the history of the martyrs. That there's this story.
我要给大家看哪一句话？我看。
I would like to share with everyone.
就讲到这个家庭叫做艾斯姆。
I talked about this Mrs. Elizabeth Atwater.
就是他一家四口在这个汾州，在山西的汾州。
So, all four of her family, including herself, they were in 汾州, a province in China.
就是如果你晓得山西的太原，在太原的东南大概70里的地方，有个小，不是小城，但是现在大城叫汾州，现在叫汾阳。
So it's in, I don't know if you know your geography, but in
Yes.
In a place called Taiyuan,
the capital
of the province, there's a place called 汾州. It is east, northeast about 70 kilometers.
Southeast. 他们在哪边传道?
They were preaching over there.
那么他全家殉道。
So her entire family were martyred.
但是他最后写过封信非常好，有一句话，你看看很少的一句话。
And in her last letter, there was this word which was very memorable.
请大家英语，请你们先念英语。
The English, please read it. I do not regret coming to China, but I am sorry I have done so little.
我们念中文，我翻译对不对啊？我并没有未来中国后悔，唯一遗憾的，我只能做了这么一点点。你看看，我有的时候我想。明天就遇到接大的危险，他们整家给这些义和团包围在家里，不能出去，差不多一个多月，就是围着他们。
So the before they were martyred, they were surrounded by the Boxers for an entire month.
你看他最后还是写这封信给他的家人说，我没有后悔来到中国，唯一后悔、唯一遗憾的就是我只做了这一点点。
But yet in her last words to her family, she said, I do not regret coming to China, but I am sorry I have done so little.
我为了这句话，我一直觉得，因为那个义和团以后，很多很多的纪念位，大家都拿他这句话出来讲。
So I thought more and more about the sentence because after the Boxer incident, a lot of the churches, when they held their memorial service, they used this word, this sentence.
所以我说到底我们中国的教会有没有讲这件事情？
So I thought, so was this ever recorded in our Chinese church history?
我真是，你看我坐在这里，我在哪里找这些东西？我不晓得我在哪里找这些东西。
So I was in quite a dilemma because I was sitting here and I had no idea where to even begin looking for this kind of information.
所以我在我的书房，我就，我好像在哪里找到，我真是想不通。So
I could do just walking around in my office and because I just don't know where to begin.
但是记得11年前，1996年，我在那边印复印很多四部大的 folder 在哪里？我一看
，But all of a sudden I remember that I had that all those four binders full of copies from back in
1986。我拿上来一页一页去找。So
I took those four folders down and began flipping through them one page at a time. And what I found was，
我找到这里，我复印一个叫做华北公理会的约翰。
And what I found from a publication called North China Congregational Church Monthly.
你晓得这个时间是1930年。
And this is back from 1930.
特别是讲到北平的东西，就是北京的事情。
Talk about things that happen in North End, especially around Beijing.
你看这个目录里面都是讲很多，但是其中有一样就是讲到汾州。
And then one of the article recorded that is titled The Tragedy of the Fenzhou Church in
1900. Right in my nose.
So you can imagine how I felt when I saw the exact thing that I was looking for, the very thing that I was looking for right in my notes that I had taken.
就是这篇文章，他们全中国、全世界都没有这篇文章，就刚刚那篇文章，就在我的手里面。I've
been looking all over the place for that very article, but it's right here in my hands now.
我说主，I don't know how I say，我就我不晓得怎么样讲。我说主，你真是奇妙，没有忘记这些艺人，真是没有忘记他们。
And so I said, Lord, you are truly amazing. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how to say it, but you did not forget those who served you. So I put this entire article into my book.
我说，再没有，你再没有可能回到这个国外的图书馆。我不晓得还没有这本书，这个杂志在里面。
I don't know if you try to return to Library of Congress today, you will still be able to find that magazine.
但是我有这篇文章留在这。But
I now have a copy of this magazine.
最奇怪的，我看这篇文章的最后，有一个好好的见证。And
the amazing thing is that in the very end of this article, this very good testimony.
原来他们遇害的时候，有一个头头就是这个义和团的头头，其实就是谋财害命，他们抢他的东西，杀害他们就拿他们的东西。
So it turns out the leader in the incidents were actually doing this for money.
结果后来过了以后，政府因为清政府就将他抓住，这个判他就是带到太原，就是那个省尉里面判他永远的监禁，就是。
So this leader, after he was caught, he was sent to Taiyuan and was sentenced to life imprisonment.
但是大家晓得，1911年是我们的国民革命嘛。
So if you all understand, in 1911, that's when the national revolution started.
这个人就从太原逃出那个监狱，回到这个汾州。
So in all the chaos, this person escaped from prison and he returned to 汾州。
他回到汾州找到教会。He
returned to 汾州 and then found the church.
向教会的人说，他为这些事情向教会道谢。他说他做了杀害这些宣教士。And
he apologized for the church there for the murder of all the missionaries.
然后教会里面弟兄姊妹以爱分饶恕他。And
all the brothers and sisters within the church accepted him with love.
哦，这个故事何等的美！
How wonderful is this story?
这是一个我从来没有想到。另外我要告诉你，另外有也有一件事情好像这样寻找这些历史的见证。
That's something I never thought about, but then there's also another example, a testimony I want to give, which is a similar experience.
每一次讲到这个义和团，我们都晓得中国为着义和团赔偿很多很多的钱。
Every time we talk about the Boxer uprising, we know that the Chinese government had paid dearly for monetary in terms of money for the incident.
因为所有国家都要求他们赔偿这个军费，赔偿就是很多很多钱。
Because all the different countries at the time were demanding payments for the people who were killed by the Boxer uprising.
其实教会也是一样，有教会有其他都有这个赔偿里面。
And then the church, local churches were the same. They also demanded payment.
只有内地会，中国内地会，大家深深是说，我不要一个钱。
All except the China Inland Mission, they spoke out and said we do not want the payment.
Hudson Taylor
said we do not want the payment.
我就觉得在 英语的这个所有的记录都是这样讲，我说有没有中文这样讲。
And from all the English scripture that I could find, they all talked about the same thing. So I'm wondering, was this ever recorded in Chinese in the Chinese literature?
我就是我说你一定有，你如果是内地会真是不要中国人一个钱，一定有这样的记录。
So I thought if the China Inland Mission really did say that, there must be some, it must have been recorded somewhere in Chinese church history literatures.
但是我也是一样，在美国，我哪里找到这些资料？
But again, I'm all the way over here in the U.S. Where can I find this material?
告诉你，我找到这本书。
And I found this book.
Thick book, 你看很多 paper.
It's very thick, it's bookmarked with a lot of bookmarks.
这本书叫做清末教案。
So this book is titled The Church Cases in Late Qing Dynasty.
是1998年出版，中国，在中国出版。
It's printed in 1998.
你晓得我怎么
in China.
怎么在美国拿到这本书？
So just guess how I got my hands on this all the way over here in the U.S.
因为自从1998年以后，我一直都写这些孙教士的故事。
Because since 1998, I've been working on writing these stories about these martyred missionaries.
远在 New Zealand, New Zealand, 你晓得在哪边地球的哪边有个 New Zealand 有一个姊妹。
And all the way over in New Zealand, halfway across the world is this sister.
这个姊妹大概三十多岁了。
She's about 30 some years old.
是一个很好的一个文学家。
She's very well studied.
如果你们看这个海外校园生命杂志什么，你看到一个人那个笔名叫小杨，小孩子个小。羊一只一只羊的羊，小羊。
She's very well educated, and then for all those who read the our Chinese publications, you will you might have seen this author with the pen name Little Lamb.
Little Lamb. 小羊。他看到我的那些故事，我们就这样联络起来。我没有见过面，我们只有 email。
So we never met face to face. All she, the way we come met is through because she read what I have written, and then so we've been communicating through the phone and email.
那么有一次，去年有一次，她回上海，原来她是从上海到纽西兰的一个姊妹，她回上海看探亲。
So she was originally from Shanghai. So one year she went back to Shanghai to visit her mom.
所以第一次我打电话到上海去跟她。电话里面讲我没有见过你的面，但是我想听你的声音是怎么。
And so when she went back to Shanghai, I called her up on the phone and said, "We never met, but I just want to hear your voice."
那么我们谈话当中，他说他走过书店，看到一套书，六本这么大的书，六本。
And in a phone conversation, she mentioned that she walked past a bookstore and found a set of books. There are six in total.
他问我要不要。
And she asked me if I wanted.
我说我要。
And I said, yes, I do.
只听这个名字，我不晓得什么，我要，我说要。
As soon as I heard the title of the book, I know I must have it.
所以他就跟书店买了，有书店全部寄给我。
And so she bought the book from the bookstore and had them send it to me.
你晓得吗？ 内地卫跟中国那个官员所签的条约，不要赔偿的条约。
And the contract that the China Inland Mission has signed with the Chinese government stating that they will not demand for payment is written right in here, in this book.
而且是一行一行的写得清清楚楚，比如说在西雅图要怎么样，在Tacoma要怎么样，在皮埃尔，就是不同的地区，每一个都有一个很强势的例，是他们政府的签字的一个条约在里面。
And it's actually a very detailed list of what each one of the member church will do. It's very detailed.
我全部都写在那个书上面。
I've all written these down in my book.
所以那本书超过二十万字。
So that's why that there are well over 200,000 words in that book.
而且这都是历史。
But they're all history.
而且很多很多历史我看到。 还有就是大家都晓得山西大学，就是那些山西的宣教士，不要山西省赔偿，用那些钱来做这个山西大学。
And also, if you know the Shanxi College, the university, the way it was established is because the church in Shanxi, they did not want the money, rather they want that money to go towards establishing this Shanxi University.
也有这个官。 这个高级的官员写信，就是告诉皇帝，他们是何等的感谢这些宣教士给那个钱来教育这些山西的青年人。
And there were also letters from high officials in Shanxi writing to addressed to the emperor at the time, how thankful they felt of towards the church for donating those money towards the building of this university to, in order to educate the people, the young people in Shanxi.
对不起，太用大家太多时间，讲了大家，不要再。不，我就说，真是如果神给你的恩典，给我的恩典，要做一件事情的话。 神真是，圣灵真是有工作，他真是做一些工作，我从来没有想到的。
And truly, if God has given you this gift to do certain things, He will make the Holy Spirit work within you to do things that you never dreamed of.
所以我现在收集这些历史，我说无论如何，主的恩典给我们中国的信徒，你是看到，这些都是中国教会里面的。
So as I was working on this project, putting this book together, I realized that this contains all the history, the various history throughout the Chinese church.
对不起，我们最后讲一讲关于主耶稣再来。So
please allow me to return to the topic of.
我不能讲什么，我介绍大家一首诗歌。
Let's return to the topic of our Lord Jesus' second coming. I don't. There's not much I can say more. I just wanted to introduce a new song to everyone.
你看这首诗歌是一个英国人，不过他是一个苏格兰人，他的名字是 Bonner 写的。
This song was written by
Bonner.
Bonner.
这是十九世纪，你看他的生平，1800到1889年这一个 Bonner。
It was written. It was written in the 19th century. If you look at the time period, he is a preacher.
他是这个长老会苏格兰长老会的一个牧师。
He is the
Scotland Presbyterian.
He's a Scottish Presbyterian. Preacher.
他在苏格兰一个很大的长老会里面做20多年的牧师。
He's been a reverend there for a very big Presbyterian church in Scotland for 20-some years.
He's
written 600 hymns.
而且他，你记得那个时候刚刚是英国用这个圣公会来做国教的时候，他唯一不肯参加圣公会，还是在。
And if you know your history, that's right around the time when Great Britain is
Church of England.
Saying the Church of England as the official religion of the country,
yeah.
And he refused to join them.
Yeah, yeah, 就是这样一个弟兄，而且他是专门研究主再来在哪个时候，一个很有。
And he is a brother who has a special interest in researching into all things regarding to the Lord Jesus' second coming. And the second name on the hymn is Watchman Nee, or someone I'm sure everyone's familiar with.
So, Nee 1902到1972 1902 to 1972.
Our brother Nee is from
1902 to 1972.
So one was in the original English version, and the second is a translation of
the song.
There are 7 verses in this hymn. It's very long.
我虽然拿大家很多时间，我不想讲什么，你呛他们诗歌，你看看里面那些字对主再来的一种的羡慕是怎么样。
So I don't want to take brothers and sisters too much time, so all I ask is that you just read through the words as you sing through it to see what they thought about the Lord's second coming.
那个调是用这个爱尔兰的一个民歌，就是
And the tune is to the tune of a traditional Irish folk melody. If you read verse 1.
Since long ago, yeah, 自巴丹尼你与我，我不晓得。 请姊妹给我们弹这个音，大家就可以看到。
Piano will play the tune for us. Sing along if you want. Because it's so long that I'd like to ask sister to sing verse 1, 3, and 5, and brother sing 2, 4, and 6, and last we'll sing 7. Praise the Lord, I sing the Chinese version of the song for 50 some years. I've never able to find the English lyrics. And it's only in 2007 this year I was able to find this book. And was able to find the English version. I made a phone call to my brother in Hong Kong and he informed me to buy this book.
So,
brothers and sisters, if you really like this song, you can let me know and I'll be more than happy to make a copy for you. I think this song truly expressed the longing that a believer has for the Lord's second coming.
弟兄姊妹，我们看这个启示录最后一章最后一句。
And brothers and sisters, may we look at the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, the last chapter and the last word.
主耶稣啊，我愿。